Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is the Michigan Monday version. We are volume Mish 26, episode number 6. Our drop date is Monday, May 11th, 2026. Welcome to the show. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week
by our quarter peep. And guess who we have this week? We have Aqua Monkey.
Woo-hoo! We are fired up. Dan from Aqua Monkey is joining us. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is exciting. You know, we met you a couple of years ago at Pete's Cutting Board during the Gratiot Cruise, and the band is far different today than what we saw there a couple of years ago. Tell us a little bit about kind of what the background of the band and how you've transformed.
Yeah, we started Aqua Monkey in 2019. We went as a three-piece band for several years. And then I want to say 3 years ago, we joined forces with another band, Michelle Wolf and the Wolf Pack at that time. Then we became Wolf Monkey. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things change and people go separate ways. And then we kind of decided we want to go back to Aqua Monkey and I was going to do more of the singing and just kind of transition back into Aqua Monkey. But we added some members and we kept a five-piece band at the time. Now we have a four-piece band and it's a little smoother of a transition going from more people to less people because it's easier that way with scheduling and all that. I mean,
sure.
we're all grown adults that have busy lives and getting together is always challenging. And then rehearsing and then getting gigs is just as challenging. So that's kind of historically the timeline over the last, I want to say 6 years. And within the last year, Aqua Monkey is going pretty strong and we are playing a lot. We're making headway, we're getting notoriety, we're making connections, networking and all that. So, just by making those, I don't want to say calculated moves, but that's what it sounds like. And things are finally coming together.
Well, you're hustling, which we all know the independent music scene. This is what we've got to do. All of us every day have to keep moving and good things are happening because of the focus that you've got.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the music business, in just broad terms, as far as if you want to make it big and be a rock star and make a lot of money doing it, is almost a minuscule chance.
Yeah.
So, you know, networking locally and playing for VFW halls and doing fundraisers and things like that, networking with bands and having them open for us or vice versa, that is growing the connection and growing the, I want to say, you know, like you said, it's the feed with the algorithm, the so-called algorithm out there. And whatever Angie's doing is working. So we don't have a complaint. We're not interjecting when she says, do it, do it.
Well, and you mentioned Angie and we were going to talk about this a little bit later, but let's bring it up now. You guys are just knocking it out of the park on social media. I see Aqua Monkey every time I turn on the computer. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about that and the importance and what it's doing for the band.
You know, I just shut my mouth when she said, I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's knowing when to be quiet and let someone else do the work. And she's, you know, she's really an advocate for the band and she loves what we're doing. She's been supportive all the way. And when she figured out that by doing the social media blasting, I mean, she's blasting it. And that's what everybody's saying. It's like, yeah, it can get annoying seeing us every time you open an app. But, you know, she's figured that out. And, you know, no complaints from me. I just shut up and let it ride.
Well, professionally, I'm a marketer. And I always tell the folks that I work with, you've got to, you get tens of thousands of messages every day. And you've got to have something that's going to cut through all of that clutter. And I feel for the folks that I work with that you've got to hear something 25 times before it resonates with you. And I know I've seen Aqua Monkey. I've seen the logo. I've seen what you guys are doing. many more than 25 times, but every time that pops up, I know exactly who it is, and I know what I'm expecting. So what she's doing is certainly working for you.
Yeah, no complaints from me. Again, I just shut my mouth. I you know, it's like that relationship, happy wife, happy life. You know, and a lot of bands are doing that and kind of following suit. And you know, the more she does it, and the more she fits into that algorithm, man, I'm telling you what, it's wild to open up apps and see another follower. You know, we're excited to see you guys play, and then when they see us play, they're like, I wish we would have heard of you sooner. It's been an awesome ride in the last year.
All right. Hey, we've got a couple of songs queued up, but this first one we just love, Just Be Yourself. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, I wrote that a very long time ago. That song's probably 20, 25 years old. You know, looking back now, you know, when you're writing songs over a long period of time, you almost forget the meaning and why you wrote it in the first place. And I can say it's just a general message. I don't know what I wrote it about originally, but when I deconstruct it now and look at, you know, how it could mean to the general population, it's really about not being a poser and sticking true to your grit and your process, and just obviously be yourself. And if people like it, you know, it's great. And if they don't, you can't please everybody. But that's the general theme of the song. So just holding true to what you believe is yourself.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Aqua Monkey, Just Be Yourself. Ain't fooling nobody, just be yourself. I like yeah. That that's a good message, Dan. This is Aqua Monkey's Just Be Yourself. Great tune.
Thank you.
Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to the Detroit Shirt Company studio right after this. The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound, Michigan Monday edition. Love having the Detroit Shirt Company on board. Jim and his team there, if you need promotional clothing, some branded giveaways, DetroitShirt.com. That's where you need to go. We are also grateful to have Dan here from Aqua Monkey, and you just heard Just Be Yourself. You mentioned, Dan, that that song was written a couple of decades ago. So you've been doing some writing for a while. What does the creative process look like for you?
You know, it's a kind of a mixed bag sometimes, but generally, I would say most of the songs start with me on an acoustic guitar, noodling around and coming up with a melody I like, a riff I like, and then kind of putting it together, having an idea what I want to do. And then, you know, lyrics may come quickly or it may change and I may, you know, kind of simmer on it for a little bit and see what happens. But generally the songs that are good are written in 5-10 minutes. They just,
yeah, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And
the ones that I work at, you know, it's like a painting. They, you know, Bob Ross painting. He was like, the ones that you can do in 30 minutes and you think are crap are the ones that most of the people like. And I find songwriting is a lot like that.
Do you have, and we've talked to a number of performers that it's, yeah, I write a song a day, or I have one that's been sitting on the shelf, like you said, for Just Be Yourself, that was there for a couple of decades. Do you have a lot of songs that are hanging out there that haven't quite made it to the band yet?
Yeah, I probably have over the last 25 years, I'd say maybe over 100, 150 songs that I've written. And we probably play 30 of them now, which most of them are new. But there is, I do have a lot of songs in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. I consider those older songs kind of like bubblegum. The way I write now is not the way I wrote then. Yeah, and it's like any other band that starts, you know, a lot of the bands that I followed when I was a kid and to my, you know, early adult life is when you hear those old albums, they don't sound like the albums that they wrote 20 years later. You know, the age and the way the brain works is your thought processes change from adolescence, juvenile to more adult thinking. So, I think that a lot of the songs bear more weight on growing up and maturing, really.
That's cool. It's the evolution. And your band's gone through that kind of evolution, so certainly the music should as well.
Yeah.
So now that you've changed the way your thinking process is, who are some of your influences now versus yesterday?
Oh, that's a really good question. You know, I have, you know, I'm very transparent. I'm not young anymore. I'm 48. It's, you know, being in a music scene with 20 year olds that are rocking, and believe me, I can still keep up.
Yes, sir.
I have stamina now and experience. That's the difference.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of the bands I listened to are the same bands that I listened to before. You know, you kind of get into that mindset of what you like is what you like, and nothing can reproduce that, right? And it's tough to listen to new music, even though I try, and I do get on Spotify and I try to link different bands that here's a band you may like, and I check them out, but nothing hits home like the old stuff. And I'm talking the 80s and 90s music for me was just, it's the staple of my being, and it touches my soul. So you know, a lot of those bands that I listen to now, like 21 Pilots is probably the most recent band that I listen to. Very good hooks, very catchy. And I think that's important, is to have structure in your song, make them sound a little different and have really good hooks. And that's what I've tried to do the entire time is, and I always use, there's a song by John Popper from Blues Traveler, and the song is called The Hook. And the hook is that the hook will bring you back. And that lyric stuck with me since high school. And I'm like, well, when I start writing music, I am going to write songs that have that catchy hook. And that's the way I structure it.
Yeah. Interesting. That is super interesting with you, what you're doing. The next one that we've got queued up, I want to hear the backstory on this, is Francine.
And we do.
Tell us about Francine.
Oh, Francine has nothing to do with Francine. It's a song. It's a disguised song that nobody knows who it's written about. And when I wrote it, there was a person in mind that I wrote it about, and a couple, and it was just, I wanted to disguise it so it wasn't obvious, and no one still knows. There's a few people, but no one knows what it's about.
Well, I've got a question for you on this too. And when you're talking about your influences, the first time I heard Francine, I thought Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
And I got online and I started looking up, is this a remake of a Chuck Berry song? And I couldn't find us. Did that ever enter in that was kind of a little bit of the play on the music there?
You know, I wasn't thinking that at the time, but you know, if you think influence, like those early days of the formative years, right? I mean, Chuck Berry, the Beatles, the Stones, that's what I grew up on. And those intro guitar licks and the ones that kind of start the song and end the song, those licks are the ones that, you know, people don't forget. And when you have a good lick, it's like any other song. You know, I watch a lot of Rick Beato. I don't know if you know who that is. He's on YouTube. He's got a channel, and he's probably one of the greatest interviewers for bands, because he's so intricate and a musician himself, and he can play any instrument. So it's insane. And the theory he knows, but he always touches on that. He's like, when you have a good lick, you stick with it and you keep going with that. And if you find that works, then run with it. And Chuck Berry, I mean, he's the king of that.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy this one, folks, and you really are going to hear that lick that works. This is Aquamonkey, Francine.
So pristine.
And that's Francine from Aqua Monkey. And do you think she knows now?
No.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out, but
that's terrific.
No, that is no one will ever find out.
Right. Hey, we are in the Detroit Shirt Company studio. This is Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday, and we are with Dan from Aqua Monkey. And what a great tune, Francine. That's another one. And I love what you said there. And, you know, you got the hook, you got the link lick that works, and it certainly does. Great tune. Great tune.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, Dan, you know, I know once folks get in the algorithm, they're going to see Aqua Monkey all the time. But for those who haven't been that fortunate yet, where do they find you?
Facebook is where we do most of the posting, and that links to Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. All of our shows are posted on there. And then there's links to, you know, Spotify and YouTube, Amazon Music, and whatever other music platforms there are. And, you know, I always say, like, you know, songs are great when they're recorded, and they sound the way they do when they're recorded, but songs evolve over time. And when you see them live, it's just, you know, I'm more of a live yeah. music kind of guy. And,
yeah.
you know, and it's just, when I hear those recordings back, that recording was done, I want to say 5-6 years ago. And it's just that song doesn't sound the same anymore. And it's funny listening to the way it was recorded and, you know.
Versus how it is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, and speaking of your performances and the shows that you've got booked, did I see correctly on a recent post? You guys are booked out through the month of November right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some spots in there where, you know, we took weekends off, but for the most part, yeah, we're booked up into November. There's a few holes open, but I'm sure that Angie's on it probably right now.
Well, we're following the schedule, and we are very anxious to see you guys live and see this evolution. One more thing that I wanted to bring up before we get into our last song of the show, but you're very involved in a host of special causes around the area, some charities that you support. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we started, you know, kind of happened by chance. We did a VFW. It was a Buddy Poppy event. I want to say probably 5 years ago, and seeing where the money went from that, you know, we got money in our tip drawer. We probably were going to walk out of there with a couple $100s. It's like, well, we're giving it back. They made a couple grand in donations from fundraisers and 50-50s and stuff like that. And people loved the band. They wanted us back. And we've been playing there every year. And then more gigs for the VFW. We've done I Heart Dog. We've done Toys for Tots. Most of them through veteran organizations. So it's rewarding when you see where the money's going
yeah.
to. And,
yeah.
you know, we're never going to take a dime from anything like that. We do everything for free and give any money that we've made back to them. And now we've made friends there. We're actually auxiliary members. Like it's,
all right.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. So we do as much as we can for that. Again, you know, the music business, there is no money in this. If you play a bar, you may make $500-$600 a night, but you know, you're playing half covers, half originals. And when we like to be, you know, entirely originals, and it's hard to get paid when you're an original band.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's true. And you got to network yourself to death if you're going to get any good venues. And we do get good venues, you know, we get good and bad, but I said from the get go, I play anywhere. I will play bowling alleys. I'll play festivals. It doesn't matter, but there's exposure and networking every single time you go out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I've had a number of folks that we've talked to on this show that have said that same thing. It doesn't matter if we're playing for 10 or we're playing for 10,000. You're playing for the love of the music.
It is. And to that point, it's, And I always say it's, you know, when you play in front of 5 people or 10,000, you put on the same show. You play with the same amount of energy, like you're playing Pine Knob, like you're playing, you know, a giant venue, a giant festival. In one of my early bands, we set up in Hamtramck and literally played for the bartender.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
Yeah, it was a glorified practice, but, you know, the bartender was digging it at the time.
There you go. Yeah. So you made somebody's night. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Hey, this last one that we've got queued up was released in December. This is Missing Magic. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this one, I do know what I wrote it about.
I remember.
it was so recent. Yeah, I remember this one. So growing up in the 90s, you know, I was in high school. So when I saw Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all these bands hit, that I always thought, I was like, this is weird. They look weird. They're not the 80s bands. It's not the poppy stuff. Now they're writing about dark depression. And it was just that sense of, what if someone's standing in an audience watching a new band like this, someone that's used to 70s and 80s rock, hearing this for the first time, thinking, well, it's garbage. It's just noise. It doesn't sound like the music that I love. And it's missing that magic that my music has. So that's kind of the perspective I wrote from third person, if you will, saying, I'm in the audience, this music sucks. And then look what happens. The music, that genre blows up, and it's one of the greatest genres of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I felt it necessary to write a song about it.
All right.
I love it.
Let's give this a listen. This is Aquamonkey's Missing Magic. Missing Magic, Quarter Peep, I can guess where that one's going.
Oh, yeah, it's on my playlist. Check.
No question. That's Aquamonkey. Dan, that's that one rocks. Great, great tune. Great, great tune. Hey, thank you so much, Dan, bringing us the Aquamonkey vibe tonight and everything that you shared. This has been a lot of fun today.
Absolutely. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, next week we have Louie Levy. Woo-hoo!
Yup. All right, that's going to be fun too. Hey, that's a wrap on tonight's show. This is your Michigan Monday edition of Vehicle City Sound coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. We appreciate having Dan from Aquamonkey here. Thank you so much for being with us, buddy.
Thank you so much.
For all of you out there listening in podcast land, we appreciate your support. If you know more Michigan bands like Aquamonkey that you'd like us to feature here on the show, drop us a line. Our email is vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We would appreciate hearing from you. And if you want to know where we're going to be, who we're going to be seeing, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. It's got our schedule on it. It's got all of our past shows, including all of these Michigan Monday shows there, so you can check them out. Appreciate everything all you folks have been doing for us. And hey, do good things.